Hey, Dylan Kelly here, host of the Wave Break podcast. Excited to get into this episode, but first, here's a quick word from our sponsor. This episode of the Wave Break podcast is brought to you by Klaviyo, the growth marketing platform most recommended by other business leaders. Listen, in uncertain times, you need to be supporting your community and growing relationships with your customers. It's going to be appreciated. It's going to be remembered. It's going to be shared. And in good times and bad, this type of communication that's open and empathetic with your customers is key. This is a key theme that we've been talking about at Wavebreak. I've been preaching this on the podcast. And when you're communicating with your customers in this way, the best way to do this is with email. It is and always will be one of the best channels for delivering communication like this. And what I love about Klaviyo is that email is one of its core offerings. And their personalization that you can do inside Klaviyo is just, it can't be beat. And when you leverage that personalization driven by a 360-degree view of the customer, these emails are going to feel more relevant and they're going to drive even stronger relationships. And Klaviyo gets it. They're not just, you know, some company. They understand how challenging it is right now for every entrepreneur. You know, it was hard to get your business off the ground, and navigating these times is even harder. And if you're feeling overwhelmed with growing your business, know that you're not alone. Klaviyo is here to help you build relationships across any distance for your brand and create memorable and meaningful email marketing moments that last a lifetime. And that's how you build a successful e-commerce brand. And this is why I love Klaviyo so much, because they're on the same page with me and Wavebreak. Is like, we're not just about making more revenue. That's great. But what this is really about is an opportunity to create an amazing community with your customers. And the best way to do it is with email. And if you're not on Klaviyo, you gotta get on Klaviyo. Visit klaviyo.com to schedule a free trial. That's Klaviyo.com. You're listening to the Wavebreak podcast, the show where I interview the people behind the fastest growing e-commerce and direct-to-consumer brands. I'm your host, Dylan Kelly, founder and CEO at Wavebreak. Wavebreak is the email and CRM agency for high-growth D2C brands. With ad costs rising, we help brands maximize lifetime value by building and optimizing world-class email and SMS marketing programs. You can learn more about partnering with us at wavebreak.com. What is up, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of the Wavebreak podcast. I'm your host, Dylan Kelly, founder and CEO of Wavebreak, the elite boutique email and SMS marketing agency for high-growth D2C brands. Listen, if you are being affected by iOS 15, you notice your Facebook performance has gone down. It's not doing as well as it used to be. I'm talking about 15, not 14. They both suck. But if you're noticing that impact to your advertising and just in general over the last few months, seeing year-over-year growth just trickle to a halt, you're not alone. And one way that you can diversify and really keep growing in this time and doing everything you can to maximize growth and revenue as it is, I know what it's like. I'm an entrepreneur. I'm a business owner. I know what it and what it feels like to have revenue and then not have it. Like it's just how it is, right? But one thing that we've noticed is so many brands are still lacking a best-in-class email and SMS marketing program. And for the brands that do have it, they're getting through this time in a much, and I'm not saying it's like the end-all be-all, but if you're not investing in email and SMS marketing and you're mainly investing in Google and Facebook ads, now is the time, especially as we head into Q4, it's the best time to get started. We have a proven team. We've been doing this since 2016. And really optimized. Last year for one of our clients, we generated over $1.75 million in a single week for a single client. That's the exact Black Friday, Cyber Monday strategy that we can plug and play into your brand. Not only that, but we can help you drive a lot more revenue from your existing traffic and customer base using our proven playbook. So if you want to learn more about partnering with us, you can learn more at wavebreak.com and you can schedule a call with our team there. So really excited. Look forward to hearing from you. And I know it's tough. It's tough out there. But if you don't have email and SMS, it's not going to, like I said, it's not going to be the end all be all fix for everything. But if you don't have it, it's going to be a lever that you can pull to see some more revenue within the next 30 days if you do it right. And then have a great Q4. So learn more at wavebreak.com. Today is a very special episode because it is the 200th episode special. So I had to do the math on this. I started the podcast back in January 2018. I actually started recording it in the summer of 2017. That's a fun fact. No idea what I was doing. I was at my friend's house in Vegas that he had just built, and I was recording in a closet because the room was too echoey, so I was recording in his closet the first few episodes, and I didn't tell anybody that it was like the first episode when I was recording. So the first episode was actually a guy named Ryan Popov from Popov Leather, who I've had on the show a few times before. Didn't tell him it was my first interview, but it was his first interview, and I just kind of wung it, and it worked. And I ended up having him back on the show a few times. I'll have to have him on the show again to figure out where he is now, but he's shared his growth journey on the show. It'll be interesting to get his perspective there, but yeah, this podcast launched over 3 years and 8 months ago. That doesn't even sound right. 2018 was 3 years, 8 months ago. Like, in January, it's going to be the fourth year of the podcast. That doesn't make any sense. Does that math make sense to you? I literally had to use the calculator. I'm on howlongagogo.com, which is a website that tells you how long ago it was. So it was 44 months ago, 194 weeks ago, 1,360 days ago, 32,000 hours ago, and if you're wondering, 117 million seconds ago, I debuted the Wavebreak podcast. It is terrifying how fast time is moving. So for the 200th episode special, I want to say thank you very much for listening. A lot is happening. I started this podcast in my friend's closet. It is now on the top five list of many podcast directories, and I'm super grateful. It's listened to by some incredible brands. We've got incredible brands as guests. The stories that I learned, the people who use learning from the podcast that I don't even get to talk to, is really incredible. It was really fun to have Brian from Chirp on the podcast mentioning a few years ago, it's come full circle that he heard my Black Friday strategy on the show, implemented it, did really well. And then a few years later, he's on the podcast sharing how Chirp has grown to over 40 million a year with a single SKU. So it's been awesome to continue on that journey. Klaviyo has been a sponsor since 2019, which I'm super grateful for. And it was super awesome to have that happen and have them continue to be a sponsor. So shout out to Klaviyo. Shout out to everybody else who has sponsored the podcast. And yeah, it's been really fun. I've learned a lot. I really try to ask questions that nobody else is really asking, or like dive into really specific questions and get really specific answers and be more transparent than everybody else. And it seems like everybody's really liking it. I get guests to share some things they've never shared before. I got Peter Goodwin from Groove Life to do like his first ever podcast interview. So it's been awesome to have the platform. And that's exactly what I want to talk about today, is like my favorite episodes and my favorite learnings that I've learned personally from the podcast. And like, I don't want to sound like, you know, somebody who's obsessed with themselves. I'm really not. Like, I used to hate listening to my own voice, but the problem is I interview people and the episodes are so good. Not because of my interview, but because of what they say, I learned so much that I'll go back and listen to it. So I'm going to go through and highlight some. So the first one that I want to highlight is Groove Life. So Peter Goodwin came on and shared his story. I had no idea this was his story, but he started out in the, like, just a few years ago, he was living in the bush of Alaska, and he was living off the land and working as a guide. I think he like barely had internet, and they were living so remotely that he would literally buy groceries, to buy groceries, he would get in his plane and they would fly there. Like, that's how remote they lived. They would fly to the grocery store. And then 5 years later, he's running Groove Life, one of the top Silicon Ring companies in the world, doing tens of millions a year in revenue, with over 150 employees. Very crazy. It was just like, from that episode, it was just really inspiring. And I think that's what we all really like about e-commerce, is it's really anybody can make it in this industry. And it's been a really exciting last 5 years. Granted, it's getting more difficult. So the game is changing. You have to really evolve and be a much smarter marketer and business leader than you had to 5 years ago. And you could just, you know, like I talked about in the episode with Vegamore last week, like with Dan, like, you have to, you know, back then you put a dollar in, you got $4 out. It was great. Now it's not quite the same, but I just think it's awesome. Like, somebody with that background was able to build such a great brand and then continue to scale it and evolve it to over 150 employees, which is a lot in this space. So that was a really awesome episode. I really enjoyed also speaking with I enjoyed speaking with Stephen Borelli at Cuts Clothing. That's one of my favorite episodes. Huge fan of the brand too. I think they do a lot of things really well. Like if you want to watch them, we talked about their Friday drops on the podcast about a year ago. They're still doing them. I'm guessing it's crushing. And the big takeaways I had from him then was just like the power of building a brand focused on vision and values. Like Cuts is really a reflection of Stephen. And I find like the most successful founders really believe in the brand. And it's like an extension. Like I have an interview coming out soon with head of product at Bird Dogs. And what's really interesting is like that brand is super fun for them to work on. They're really good at the marketing because it's an extension of everybody. So it's easier to hire people who are like an extension of the brand. And like, it's just way more motivating to work weekends when it's like something you really care about. And then distilling those values and like how Stephen's able to communicate it. I forget if he said on the show too, but it's like, what's your goal? It's like sell X million shirts. It's like, wow, super clear, super focused. Like that's what the best CEOs are really good at after talking to all these brands. You know, I did an episode called Growth Patterns, but it's really like clarity of the vision, communicating it, and then like making sure it gets done. And one way Cuts Clothing does that is the guiding principles that they have internally, which is like kind of like their rules to live by, which I think are really good. You know, I think core values are cool and all, but it's like, cool, we can have like three words that we live by and all that. But I like the idea of guiding principles, because what you can do then is it's like, you know, like how do you fit everything into three core values? It's really hard, but it's so much easier to hire and fire if you have like a list of like 15 guiding principles, or maybe it doesn't even have to be that much, but I liked that idea. And then I liked the other thing you talked about was gas rating. Like his interview process is set up so he just comes in at the end and just tries to figure out, does this person have gas? Like, do they give a crap? Obviously that's not what GAS stands for, but I'm not trying to get flagged as an explicit podcast in iTunes. So you can just do the math on that. But yeah, GAS. And I loved that because it really explains like, does this person have it? So like if they're, you know, an email marketer, like, are they on top of iOS 15? Are they like reading about stuff on the weekend because they really love it? Like that's GAS. So that's the difference between somebody has it or not. They're not just somebody clocking in. And I love that he was able to distill it down into that statement of just GAS. And now a quick break for a quick word from our sponsor, Okendo. Okendo is the new standard in customer reviews for high-growth Shopify brands. We use them with our clients, and they work with over 4,000 of the fastest-growing Shopify retailers like Skims, Nomad, and Buck Mason to help them leverage their most powerful asset, their customers. Okendo gives brands all the tools they need to capture and showcase customer-generated content like product reviews and ratings, photos and videos, and Q&A. Plus, they have an awesome integration with Klaviyo that makes it easy to do cool stuff like send review request emails and target shoppers based on review content. And now that it's that time of year again, when Black Friday and Cyber Monday are top of mind, Okendo is offering a 90-day free trial to help e-commerce brands ramp holiday conversion without having to worry about increased subscription costs. If you sign up before October 31st, you pay nothing until 2022. It's really a no-brainer to me, and don't worry, you won't be forced into any expensive annual contracts after your trial is up. They offer super affordable monthly subscriptions starting at $29. So you can make the most out of this holiday season with a little help from Okendo. Visit okendo.io and start your free trial today. That's okendo.io. Thanks, Okendo, for sponsoring the show. One of my other favorite episodes was Vanity Planet. So a couple things, like talking with Alex, founder and CEO at Vanity Planet, is just always super inspiring. He's one of the most positive people, like even off camera or off audio, he's a super inspiring guy. And I remember I said a couple things to him, like just catching up and like, hey, how you doing? And it's like, oh, well, like this happened and then this happened. And so we weren't able to do this and this, and we had to shut our influencer marketing off for a week, and like sales basically went to zero. And I'm like, oh man, I remember I said, you know, sometimes it feels like you just can't win. And then he goes, well, no. He's like, let me stop you right there. He's like, you didn't let me finish. And then he spins it around in a positive light. And, you know, I just was like, whoa. I'm like, wow, this guy, he's like calm, cool, collected. You know, he's got his deep voice in the show. Like, but no, it's like an extension of his personality too. Like, he's a really chill guy, very clear, focused on his vision. And, you know, they test everything. It's like really not, it really, like talking to all these people, like it really boils down to, it's really not that complicated. It was like, be clear in your vision. And then with him is like, he's just positive all the time, but for real reasons. Like, he's like, oh, it's not like, oh, we'll be fine. Like, he finds the lesson and everything. And I just was like, wow, this guy's like super positive. Like, I thought I was positive. And then he caught me in my tracks a couple times saying things like that. And then the other thing that I really took away from speaking to him, and I take away something different. Like, I'll even go back and listen to these episodes months later, years later, because I learned something new because I'm at a different stage of business. I really recommend that. Like, if there's some episodes you really like of the show, go back and re-listen to them in your new state. Like, a lot of the concepts and strategies these people use, like, sure, they might not be doing as much influencer marketing as they used to, but like the strategy of scaling up a channel that works, for example, which is what I took away originally from it, is like scale up what's working. So like Vanity Planet figured out influencer marketing was working. And the answer there was, okay, so what do we do next? The answer was, well, let's scale it up. So they went from like, you know, one person in that department to like 24 or something in a year. And, you know, it really is that simple. Like, that's the same thing. And like learning those lessons, like the lessons isn't like, oh, fine, like do influencer marketing, which I think a lot of people would take away from that at like a lower level. But if you elevate a level higher and think like, what is the lesson in the business move? Like, how is he playing chess with that? It's like, when you find something working, just like we would all look back at, you know, a 4X ROAS. It's like, okay, if we're putting a dollar in and getting four back, you know, and then it became three, people took their foot off the gas. So the question is, what is the 4X ROAS of today that you should be putting the gas on that might not be here tomorrow? And I think that's what's really cool about listening and being able to interview all these people is like Vanity Planet, they found out what was working, they scaled it up. And Vegamore too, like when something is working, press on the gas. That's what I realized too, is like a lot of these brands really just keep it simple and they're successful. Like, because the brain can only do so much, you can only manage so many things. And by keeping it simple and just focusing on leverage and like the levers you can pull that you can scale, which a lot of times is like dollars. Like, if you can find something that's working, then you can put a dollar in and get more dollar out, put as many dollars in as possible. So like, for example, you know, Vegamore did the same thing. They saw that really early on, and that's how Dan was able to scale the brand from zero to over $1 million per month in just 6 months. It wasn't rocket science. There's people doing, you know, $100,000 a month getting a 4X ROAS, and the next month they just doubled their budget when they were still getting a 4X ROAS. And now granted, you know, obviously inventory, all those things might be important and like have prevented a brand from scaling, but he saw that and was like, hey, I'm going to put my foot on the gas and see how far I can really take it if I'm getting these results. And that's a lesson for a lot of people and even myself on like what to do and how to scale. Another thing that I thought was really good from the Vegamore episode is that if you have over 5 million in sales, you have enough data to see patterns. And so where you go from there is really, you know, seeing those patterns and then actually knowing what to do with them. But I just thought that was really interesting because, you know, I think so many brands are looking for the answers in podcasts, which don't stop listening to my podcast, but looking for the answers in podcasts, communities, and groups when there's a lot of answers in your data. And I think that's a huge key too, is like look in your data and see what's working. Like at a certain point, you kind of have to stop telling your customers what you expect or how you expect them to react. And instead, you want to see how your customers are behaving and then build the brand around them. Because it kind of starts to develop on its own. Like obviously you still want to guide the brand, but if you've done a good job, you've acquired the right customers, and then you can use those patterns to figure out what products to add next without just guessing. If you just guess, that's how you're going to get a product launch that flops. Actually, episode coming soon with Bird Dogs on how they plan their launches to make sure their products don't flop. A lot of it has to do with talking to customers, but yeah, I just thought that's super interesting. Like all you need is 5 million in data and then you have enough data. There's so many brands at that level who aren't really using their data as much as they could be. The next thing I learned from Dan, I forget if we talked about this on the show or off the show, but beauty companies and skincare are very interesting. So what's really interesting about them is like, you think like, oh, like new skincare companies are being launched left and right. And at first I'm like, why are they doing this? There's so many, like first it's, you know, Selena Gomez, then it's JLo. And it's like, everybody has their own beauty brand. It's like, why is everybody able to do this in such a competitive marketplace? Why do they keep launching these same brands? Well, the reason is simple, the value of these companies. So if you look, like beauty and skincare industry, the numbers are insane. So like, for example, Paula's Choice, you may or may not know it, their skincare company, they make like face wash and all that kind of stuff. They were started in 1995. I think they got acquired by private equity or something. And they were doing like 200, $50 million a year and got acquired for like $2 billion. So the multiples are like 10 to 20x revenue sometimes. It's like insane off beauty. So like a lot of companies are pouring into the beauty space because what ends up happening is it's like software. So you only need one out of 10 to hit. And when you hit big. But I just thought that was really interesting. And I didn't really know that beforehand, how valuable skincare companies are. And now, you know, too, if you didn't, similar to alcohol, like alcohol brands get really good valuations too. I'm guessing that's also why, you know, the celebrity thing kind of works and why it's like, hey, you know, worst case scenario, like, you know, it's worth a good enterprise value that we could sell. And yeah, those are, I would say like, those are kind of the top lessons that come to mind just off the top of my head. I didn't really do much to prepare for this episode, except just kind of scroll through a list of recent podcasts. I mean, there's so many. I truthfully learned something new from every single one. I'll say when I started this podcast almost 4 years ago, I really didn't know that much about e-commerce in general. Definitely not as much as I know now. Trying to do more about email and retention and like be more tactical. So we'll see how that ends up playing out. There's some other really awesome stories too, like talking to the brand Jackson with two X's with Josh Pierce, co-founder over there. I mean, that was a really awesome episode. Like they were growing the brand and they did eight figures in revenue shipping the orders from an apartment. Like it's really cool to look at the Inc. 5000 list or like, you know, anybody's article or even listen to the podcast. It like sounds so clean. Like, oh yeah, they did eight figures in revenue. It's like, wow, like they must have it all streamlined, et cetera, et cetera. It's like, no, they don't. Like they ship the orders from the apartment. So that was another really good, inspiring episode. So those are some of the top lessons that I learned on the Wavebreak podcast over the last 4 years. Wanted to share those as like the 200th episode special. Maybe by 300, we'll have some super advanced editing capabilities so we could do something like really cool. But yeah, really excited to continue doing the podcast. Haven't missed a week in almost 4 years. That's crazy. I think this is like my number one unbroken habit. Probably of like anything now that I think about it. Hasn't been easy. I wanted to quit very many times, but I love it. And I appreciate all the feedback. If you've enjoyed the podcast, would love a 5-star review on iTunes. Would really appreciate it. Subscribe on iTunes or Spotify if you're not already subscribed. And thanks so much for listening. I got a lot of great episodes. Like I said, Bird Dog's coming out next. So make sure you listen to that episode. I'm trying to up the volume too of these. And let me know if you want more episodes about like with me just like chopping it up and like riffing, because I have a lot of ideas that I want to talk about. I would love to talk about some IPOs that we're seeing in the space, talk more tactical about email and SMS and like mistakes and pitfalls that I see a lot of brands making. Happy to do that and chat more about that. And I probably will, whether I get good feedback on this little episodes or not. just because it's fun and I do get good feedback. People do seem to enjoy the solo one. So anyway, we're wrapping up this solo one. Happy 200th episode of the podcast, and I hope you've enjoyed it so far. A lot of great more interviews to come. I will talk to you soon and have a great rest of your day. Thanks for listening to this episode of the Wavebreak podcast. If you're not subscribed on iTunes or Spotify, go hit that subscribe button so you don't miss out on future episodes. And if you're not on our email list, go sign up at wavebreak.co/join. You'll join other e-commerce leaders at brands like Skims, Cartier, and Walmart, and thousands more, learning exactly what's working in e-commerce right now. You won't want to miss it. Sign up at wavebreak.co/join. It's free. Thanks so much for listening to this episode of the Wavebreak podcast. I hope you have a wonderful day. Thank you.